This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kenopeg Zion Mishnah Beis Dochoin Sheyesh Boy Beis Kibul Kedeiros. A Dochoin over here is Miloshin Doich, is a Loshin the Rab brings Mokoin Baramis. So there's a place, a little shelf that sticks out from the Kedera. And it's basically what we would call a counter. You take off a pot off a stovetop, and you put down a hot pot on a counter. So we also, they built an extension onto the kedera. So you look at it as something bifne atzma, it has a clay kibul, but it's not part of the kedera. So Mishnah speaks that out. Yesh bei beis kibul l'kederois, it has a place to put the kedera. It's not part of the kira, but it's a thing for itself. Tohor mishum kira. It doesn't have a din of tumas kira. But it's a kli b'fnei atzmoi. Tomei mishum be clay kibul. And the reason why it has to have a clay kibul is because it's made out of garis. Hatzdodim. The sides shaloi of this dochoi. Picture built into the side of the kira. There's a shelf. And is a pot holder which has a base kibul on it. The shelf itself doesn't have a kibul. So that's what he calls the tzdodim. Because if it touches the side of it, it's touching the shelf that holds on to the pot holder. It's not touching the pot holder itself. Therefore, hanegeh behem eni tomei mishum kira. It's not part of the kira. Harachav shaloi, the chelek that attaches the wall to the dochoin, it's also part of the wall of the kedera. It's called Rachav Shalai because it attaches, there's a place that has the base kibul for the kedera when it's taken out and put down. But there's also the chelek that's attached, that widens, that's attached firmly to the side of the kira. That's called the Rachav Shalai because it extends, it widens. Rav speaks out. It's called wider because the taga is wider over there. Remeir metayer. Remeir is holding that it's not part of the base kibul, not part of the kli, not toichoi. It's also not the wall of the kira. Rav Yehuda metame. He holds that it's the wall of the kira, and therefore, if inside the tana becomes tame, this is also tame. V'chein akoifes asal v'oisal gabov kira. Which means he turns over the, it's not a woven basket, we're talking about something that's a solid cleate, and he turns over a cleate, so now he's using the top, the cleat's up end, he's using the top as a maimid to put on top of the kira. The sal extends a little bit outward from the walls of the kira, and therefore the sides of the sal, or rather the top of the sal, that's the side of the kira, is going to be used as a place where you can put down a pot. So you have the same din. The shayla is if it has this din of a dochoin, and the Mishnah is saying is that it's not a chelik of the kira. If it has a clay kibul, so then it'll be makabel tuma as a kli bifnei atzmoi. The Rambam, by the way, has a different shayla. What we explained that the Rav comes from the Rash. The Rambam learns that this dochoin sheyesh by beis kibul is not something sticking out on the side of a pot for a pot holder. Rather, it's a separate type of kli. They put in the bottom, instead of putting fuel, they put on the bottom some efer cham, and the point is to keep the pot that's put there insulated. So the point of the Mishnah is that you don't do your cooking on it. What you do is you put a pot there, it has a base kibul, but it doesn't have a din of a kira, a tanur, because it's not a mokim bishul afir be'etzem. So that's what he's talking about. With that, Mefarshim point out that the Kofes HaSal is not partial exactly what the Tzushtal is. The way we explained it, both of them are the side of the Kira, which is not part of the Kira. That Tzushtal doesn't work out so well according to the Rambam, because that's not what it's talking about. It's not on the side of the Kira. The Rambam, Grada, in Perkei Mishneh Gimel, did have something that's a side of an oven, of a tanur. It's called tiras ha-tanur, and over there the discussion was a similar discussion. So it could be that because the Mishnah over there, Tiras HaTanur, is talking about that which sticks out on the side, the shells, whether it's part of the Tanur or not, part of the Kira, so Memela, because of that, that's why the Rambam held that's not the Pshat over here, because then it would have been mentioned over there. Maybe in Pshat. That's why the Rambam is learning a different Pshat. Mishnah Gimel, Kira Shenechlecha. Now we have to go back and chaz over basics. Kira is not as tall as it is wide. The reason why it's wider is because two pots are put in from holes on the top into the Kira or on the stove top. And if you break a Kira and you slice it from the top to the bottom, if you slice it ba'ofin where now both holes or both clay kibble are now broken in half, so the Kira is totally dysfunctional. So whereas Tanur we had before in Perkei, in order to break a Tanur completely, that it should become Ois Tanur, become Tohor, it has to be broken into three parts. Breaking it into two equal parts would not be Metayer. By Akira, the way we just described it, completely dysfunctional once it's broken into half. The Mishnah speaks that out. La'orko, if it's broken into two pieces, La'orko, and because of that, the two holes are cracked, tahira, it's not roi anymore, l'shimush. Ulurachva, if it's split the other way, where each hole now is separate, so you have a kira which is not enclosed, picture it's like a semicircle, but it has on top one full stove top to be able to put the stove in. So mele, it is roi l'shimush. So then, tamei, it remains tamei. Kupach shenechlak, we described before that a kupach is something that the heat is different, but the main difference is that it only has one opening. So it's smaller. By definition, when you split it, you're going to be splitting that one clay kibble into two. It's not roi l'shimush. So therefore, the Mishnah says that it's shenechlak ben la'orka ben la'rach, but it's tohar. Chatzar hakira, this is something else. This is like a wide, flat, sort of like a big frying pan. And the kira is put into the middle. It's a holder of the kira. The kira is placed onto it. So that's why it's called a chotzer, because a chotzer is like the surrounding area around the house. It's sort of like a house sitting on a property. Bizman shehi gavoya sholosh etzbois. So it has the minimal share of a kira. So then, it's considered part of the kira. Mitamo b'mago b'avir. It's mitamo b'mago. It's a kli. I mean, it's a kli cheres. So it's part of the kira. So it's mitamo b'mago b'fnim. That's what it means. U b'avir. It's mitamo like the tanner. Forgot to mention that it's the kira is glued to this base. So it's considered part of the kli. What was it used for? The stomach was used to put down chusamika. If the walls of the chotzer akira are less than 3 etzbois, mitama b'mago, ve'enu mitama b'avir. Now we're talking about a klicheres, so it's mitama b'avir. If it says enu mitama b'avir, that means be'etzem it's not part of the kira and not mekabel tuma mideraisa. So as many other places where we've had a mitama b'mago and not mitama b'avir, what we're talking about over here is derabbanon. If it touches the inside wall, if the sheretz touches the inside wall, it'll be tame. But if it's only in the ear space, it will make a hecker and we won't give it the din deraisa. And that's it then. That's one pshat. That's the simple pshat, which we've had a bunch of times. We had some Perikei, Mishnah Gimel, and other places. If we want to explain the Mishnah to say that it's a din deraisa, so then the way to say it is, the Rav brings both pshatim, mishum dehava yad l'kira, it's considered like a yad, and it has tumas maga, doesn't have tumas avir. Now, the truth is that we had that there are shittas that hold tumas avir, also has tumas biyad. We were mitzayin Ramban, chun daf kufyut ches, and other shittas mishnah kroina bring. So if you that, you won't be able to say what we just said. You'll have to say that over here, the Be'etzim, it's not a yad, and it would only be mitame v'cholosh etzbois midin mekira, and now it's not part of the kira, it's only midir abono. Now the Mishnah adds a technical but a very interesting and complicated feature over here. The shayla is, let's be magdim,
how to weigh, how to define the airspace, the avir, of the chotzer.
The pashtus is that you go equi from the top of the chotzer, and everything that's below that chotzer, which is, let's say, three etzvot is tall, and the kira is quite a bit taller than that, so everything above that space, not, and everything below that space, yeah. However, if you think about it, the mokum is mukaf mechitzos, it's an area that serves the kira, it's part of the kira, maybe the whole airspace up until the top of the doifin hakira. So because of that, the Mishnah has a few interesting pieces here. Bishma loimer, noisin is hashpud. What you do is you're going to take a stick, you're going to take something straight. Over here it's a metal rod because it's not going to bend. Milomalon lamaton, and you're going to lay it on an angle from the top of the wall of the kira, from the top, the roof, so to speak, of the kira, until the wall of the chotzer, which is further out and much lower. Ukenegdoi, everything that's within that angle, that means we see that angle as serving as the functional wall or airspace between those two walls. That means it's not this or that, black and white. It's not up until the top of the wall of the chotzer, and it's not all the way on top of the top of the wall of the kira. It's whatever we could see as functionally between the two. What's that? Make a straight line, a straight triangle, angle between the two. Whatever's within that angle is metame bavir. Reb Lezer me Yankev Oimer, nitmeis hakira, nitmeis hachotzer. He's arguing on the whole hanoch of the Tanakam and the Mishnah. Who says that the chotzer hakira that's attached to the kira, cemented on, becomes mamish one kli? It's not true. If the kira becomes tomei, the chotzer is a toffle to the kira, and it becomes also tomei. Nitmeis hachotzer, loy nitmeis hakira. That's not the kira itself. And memela, it's not mekabel tuma as a kira, and the airspace of that is not called, that's the toich of the kira. It's just a chelik of the kli insofar as the toich of the kira being metama the kira, and then memel the tumah spreading outward even into the chotzer akira. Take a look at the Mishnah Achrayna. We won't go into details, but normally lefi klali apsak we pass on blaz meyankiv all over shas. Over here, not. The question is why? Maybe they arise from other Mishnahs. That's one noisei. Another noisei is the Chaznish Taka doesn't understand this whole din of measuring airspace on an angle is not something that we find. This is not going to be a common formula in other places when you have two walls to measure on an angle. Vadovaton Biu.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.